Well, it was a year ago this month when a grand jury in St. Louis County decided not to bring criminal charges against Darren Wilson, the white police officer who shot an unarmed black teenager named Michael Brown. Protests flared in Ferguson after that announcement. And as the city has picked up the pieces in the year since and looked at structural problems, some are turning to chess for help. This fall, Ferguson joined other cities and started an after-school chess program for students in the district's 20 elementary and middle schools. Joining us now is Tony Rich, the executive director of the Chess Club and Scholastic Center of St. Louis, which helps run the program. Tony, welcome.
Thank you very much.
And how has it been going so far?
You know, things have been going really well. We've gone up to the schools and implemented chess programming within the Ferguson-Florissant district. And the students are really excited, I have to say. They've been eager to study at home, and they want to come back in and best their teammates and their classmates in their next games.
And what's the hope here? What are you doing this for?
You know, it's funny. People often ask me, is chess a science? Is it an art? Is it a sport? And the answer to it really is, it's all of those things. And I like to say that with our educational programming, it's a lot like hiding your vegetables in your ice cream. We're able to teach kids some very important skills for their academic career and further on in their life while they play a game. Things like how to plan ahead, critical thinking, complex problem solving, even to realize that there are consequences for actions in the future.
You learn all that from chess?
You sure do, yeah.
How?
I guess it's really a corollary for life. If you make one bad move in a game of chess, 20 moves later, you may realize that it was a bad move and it comes back to bite you. You know, chess is also this great analytical tool because ultimately what you're doing is matching wits with an opponent on an equal battlefield. It doesn't matter what background you came from. It doesn't matter how much money your parents have. What's really important is you're matching your brain against theirs. So whenever you look at the position, you can kind of break it down into little pieces and understand what's happening over the board. Those same life skills are easily transferable or directly transferable to education, realizing that if I don't do my homework tonight, then I'm not going to get a good grade tomorrow.
Mm. And the St. Louis Chess Club has been around for 8 years. Last year, the U.S. Senate named St. Louis the chess capital of the U.S. Why hasn't chess been a part of Ferguson until now?
You know, that's a great question. We implement programs in about 100 schools in the St. Louis area, and many of them are Title I schools, schools within the city that are probably those that would benefit the most from chess programming. Unfortunately, budgets are tight and time is tight with a lot of schools. So we've been very lucky that Ascension Healthcare has partnered with us to implement the programming in all 20 schools in the Ferguson-Florissant district.
If there's somebody listening at home saying, well, this is a great idea, I want to implement this in my school or with my kids, what's the best age that people should learn chess?
You know, the sweet spot is probably early elementary school, first, second, third grade. That's where students still have a passion for learning. They still like going to school. They still have very happy and positive thoughts and behaviors about being at school. And it's a great opportunity to introduce the game. As you know, kids' minds are little sponges, so they really soak in the information. And it's something that can benefit them through the rest of their education.
So I asked you how things are going. You said they're going well. Have you heard from any teachers about students performing better in other areas of the school as a result of this?
We sure have. You know, there are some studies out there that show that chess improves math skills, reading and language arts skills as well. But really what we're getting feedback on is the behavioral aspects of it. When the teachers say to the students, hey, you need to pay attention in class today because we're going to have chess after school. You need to do a really good job so that you can participate. I think the teachers really were most surprised by the transformative nature that chess has brought to the behavior, even in their regular classroom.
Now, there are some people who say you should go even further and make this part of the school day, make this an actual part of the curriculum rather than just be an after-school program.
I agree.
You agree?
You know, teachers often say that it's difficult to give up time in the classroom, and that is absolutely the case, especially the more standards-based we attempt to make education. But it's really important to implement the tools that work in your classroom, the things that make your kids excited and motivated to learn more. And to be honest, I think chess is a great opportunity to do just that in almost every setting.
Do you make the same move first every time you play a game of chess?
That's a good question. Bobby Fischer once said, E4, the first move moving your pawn two squares, is best by test. And I take his advice on that. I always play that move.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us and best of luck with this. Tony Rich, Executive Director of the Chess Club and Scholastic Center of St. Louis. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.